Hi, this is Caleb from Parlor Steps, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. You are listening to the best independent Canadian programming in Vancouver on CITR, CITR.ca online, and of course, Cable 102. We got lots of great music lined up for you today. Lots of new stuff to crank out for you that is of the Canadian independent persuasion. We got some debuts, as per usual, some CITR debuts here on the Canadian Way. Got the brand new EP from Vancouver's very own Japandroids. So we're going to be listening to something from their Allies EP. That's another CITR debut here on the Canadian Way. As well as something from Toronto's The Creaking Tree String Quartet. As well as something from their album called The Soundtrack. Some funky little kind of hip-hop infused chamber strings. It's hard to describe it, but that's another CITR debut for you here, folks. As will be the brand new Eugene Ripper from his brand new Fast Folk Underground 2.0. Yet another debut here on the Canadian Way, as well as something from the brand new Hot Springs, which we debuted here on the program last week. As well, we're hoping to get music on, brand new music in the studio here from the likes of Day, Month, Year, Troll, The Sick Ones compilation, Big Chance, something from that killer new CD from Bison, as well as a request for some Planet Smashers. As well, I heard some murmurings from the newsroom that they wanted to hear some Mother, so by request for the folks over in the CITR newsroom, going to play something from Mother in just a shake. As well, we got something from the brand new Texas Blood Money CD, the two Dupobs, brand new CD, Drop the Coins, got something from that, as well as something from the brand new Baby Eagle CD, which is called No Blues, so stay tuned for all that. In the meantime, we are going to get things started with something from that great Ben Sinister CD. They'd recently started their CBC tour across Canada last week. Unfortunately, they had to cancel a couple BC dates because the lead singer had a sore throat and couldn't sing, unfortunately. But that isn't going to keep us from playing some Ben Sinister. They're playing tonight in Calgary as part of the CBC Radio 3 Festival Tour. And from their CD, self-titled EP, we're going to be listening to the track called TV War. Here is some Ben Sinister to get things started on this week's edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9.
Yeah! TV wall. I said she don't like the 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 TV wall. I said she don't like.
FM. I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I don't know what we'll find. Gotta be the
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We just ended off that set of music with a band from Montreal, Quebec, that we debuted on last week's program. It was a CITR debut, and now it's a Canadian Way exclusive from Montreal's Hot Springs, featuring the Bjork-like vocals of Claudia. What's her first name? Claudia Weber. Giselle Claudia Weber, striking those crazy falsettos. From Hot Springs' brand new CD called Volcano, we heard the track, the opening track on the CD called Head Rush. Before that, by request, going out to the folks in the CITR newsroom who talked amongst each other about the fact that they wanted to hear some Mother Mother. So I thought, what a damn good idea. So I went and picked up their CD Touch Up, which of course can be found on the absolutely stellar record label Last Gang Records, who have been quietly building up themselves quite a little roster of artists over the last couple years. From Mother Mother, we heard the track called Polynesia, and Mother Mother are actually going to be performing here at the UBC campus on Thursday, October the 4th, so a week yesterday, and that's going to be happening at the Chan Center's TELUS Studio Theater. And it's an early start time, starts at 5 o'clock, and that show is co-presented by the Chan Center and CBC Radio 2. Tickets are $15, and I think you can only get them through the Master. So, you could probably get them over at the Chan Center box office, but that's Ticketmaster as well. Anyway, you slice it. It should be an interesting venue for a pretty popular band. They really made some inroads with the CD Touch-Up over the last year. So go check that out if you're a fan of Mother Mother. What an interesting venue to check them out at. And before that, they're currently on a Cross Canada tour, also sponsored by CBC, but CBC Radio 3, the Breaking News Sound Tour featuring Ben Sinister and about a dozen other bands that sort of alternate throughout the entire nation's worth of concerts. But Ben Sinister is the one that's headlining them all. And from their self-titled EP, we heard the track called TV Wars. And, of course, that one can be found on the Distort Digital label. You're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And we're going to get into a debut, a Canadian Way debut. CITR debut, Canadian Way exclusive from Vancouver's Japan Droids. This is a CD that I'd been heard was coming down the pipe for quite a while, and we never received our copy, but finally got it in the mail this week, and I couldn't be more happier to play a track or two from this. It's Vancouver's very own Japan Droids from their Rallies. No. From the Allies EP. The title is extremely hard to read. But anyways, from a fine little EP called Allies, we're going to be listening to the track called Avant Sleepwalk. Here is some Japan Droids, a CITR debut here on the Canadian Way to start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Running wild, they're setting fires in the backfields, a field of many burning stars. Baby, come on home. Baby, come on home. Baby, come on home to me. Baby, come on home. Now I'm standing in the kitchen. It's like a faucet's dripping all over my stale bread and gravy. Baby, come on home. Baby, come on home. Baby, come on home with me. Baby, come on home. And it's bye bye, babe. Bye bye. It's bye bye, baby eagle. Bye bye. It's bye bye, baby eagle. Bye bye. I can see the dog, he's circling beneath the window, trailing blood. Now I can see a ghost is howling in his eye. Baby, come on home. Baby, come on home. Baby, come on home to me. Baby, come on home. And it's bye-bye, babe. Bye-bye. It's bye-bye, baby eagle. Bye-bye. Thank you.
My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
We'll be right back.
And you're listening to the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We just heard from quite possibly Vancouver's loudest band out there right now. Great new band. Apparently the band to see live right now. Rising from the ashes of Streets and featuring former members of 3 Inches of Blood. We're talking about none other than Bison. From their brand new CD, their debut CD called Earthbound, which can be found on the Forest Records label, we heard the track called Wartime. And then before that, we went over to Toronto and heard a little something from Baby Eagle from his brand new CD, No Blues, which can be found on the Outside record label. We heard the track called Baby Come On Home. And then before that, a Canadian Way debut here on today's program from Japan Droids, local band extraordinaire. They will be playing at Shindig coming up quite soon, actually. And they're going to be playing actually on the 16th, I believe. And it's a good lineup coming up in October, so you want to come out every Tuesday in October and November. Oh, and hell, in December as well. And check out CITR's very own Shindig, getting started at 9:30 sharp every night at the famous Railway Club. So Japan Droids, yeah, should be cool to get to see them live. Haven't seen them in a bit. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Oh, by the way, from the Japan Droids Allies EP, we heard the track called Avant Sleepwalk. Just thought I'd let you know that as well, because that was a pretty cool track, in case you want to track it down. My name is Spike. We are on for just another hour, bringing you the best in new and not-so-new independent Canadian content from coast to coast. In this upcoming set, you will hear music by request from the Planet Smashers. Also, we're going to be listening to something from the brand new CD from Texas Blood Money. And we're going to get things started off with an artist that we featured quite a bit. He sort of traverses the country and the planet, sharing time between Vancouver, Montreal, and New York. We're talking about Eugene Ripper, the original Fast Folk Undergrounder from Fast Folk Underground Part 2. We're going to be listening to the track called Alberta to get things started on this set of music here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Alberta, let your head down low. Alberta, let your head down low. I'll give you more money than your apron can hold. Alberta, let your hair down low. Alberta, what's on your mind? Alberta, what's on your mind? You keep me worried, bothered all the time. Alberta, what's on your mind? You treat me unkind. My heart is so sad. I want you so bad. Alberta, don't you treat me unkind. Alberta, don't you treat me unkind. Alberta, don't you treat me unkind. Alberta, don't you treat me unkind.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Something by request for Lashana Fonshansky. And that was a little something from Montreal's The Planet Smashers from their CD Mighty. Probably their last good CD. The last one wasn't really all that fantastic, the follow-up. But from 2003's Mighty, we heard the track called Keep On Coming. And before that, we heard a little something from the Texas Blood Money Trio from their CD Fight Your Delusions, which is a self-released effort. They're out of Edmonton. We heard the track called Echo Hollow. And before that, another The Canadian Way exclusive and CITR debut from Eugene Ripper from his brand new CD Fast Folk Underground 2.0, which is actually a sequel to his 1992 CD Fast Folk Underground. This one's a self-released effort, as are all his albums. And from Eugene Ripper, a.k.a. Bruce Charlap, we heard the track called Alberta. And Eugene's currently residing in Montreal and working the spoken word circuit down there. I didn't know Montreal had a spoken word circuit, but there you go. My name is Spike. You're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. If there's anything that you want to hear, please do feel free to give me a call here at the studio. In the last half of the show, last 45 minutes, the home stretch as I like to call it. You can give me a call here at the studio, 604-822-2487, if you'd like to hear anything. Traditionally, we have the email address as well, but unfortunately, the email is currently down. My apologies for that. Technology, what a wonderfully frustrating thing. No email at this point. So give me a call if you want to hear anything that's of the independent and Canadian persuasion, and I'll see what I can do for you. In the meantime, we're going to get this set of music started off with a band that played on the first week of CITR's Shindig. We're talking about the band none other than the Doopobs. Unfortunately, they did not win that week, the first week of CITR's Shindig, back on September 11th. The SSRIs did. And as I mentioned earlier, Japandroids are going to be playing October 16th, so lots of good stuff to check out. But in the meantime, from the Doopobs, Drop the Coin, we're going to listen to the track called Cop Toilet, Looking to Become a Storage Mechanism. To start off, this set of music on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Stop. This song is called, what is this song called? Called Cop Toilet. Sees a girl on the highway. Tribal dance of the new age song. Already with the tribal drum, here we go. Thank you.
and it was one of those crazy songs that just kind of end into nothing and without any warning. And just generally are a DJ's nightmare. They kind of confuse you, and all of a sudden there's dead air and everyone's screwed and there's nothing you can do. That was a little something from Day, Month, Year. And they are originally from Quebec City. They have since moved to Toronto, but they have also resided out here in the West, spending a little time in Edmonton and Vancouver. Day, Month, Year is the name of that band, and the name of their CD is called Are They Masks? And that can be found on the We Are Busy Bodies Records. The name of the track that we heard was called Subjects. Before that, we heard something from Sudbury, Ontario's The Creaking Tree String Quartet. A little bit more of the string quartet side of their of that there, as opposed to the kind of funked out creaking tree part of it. From their CD, The Soundtrack, which is a Ontario Arts Council funded effort. We heard the track called Mare and Sadie, and before that we heard something from very weird from Vancouver's Dupobs. From their CD, which is called Drop the Coin, which can be found on Simulacra Media, we heard the track called Cop Toilet Looking to Become a Storage Mechanism. Don't ask me what the hell that's supposed to mean. It's just weird enough to get played on my show. That's all. By the way, the show you are listening to is The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. It's just over a half hour before we throw it on over to African Rhythms with David Love Jones. Little programming note for you. Next week, I will not be on the air, unfortunately. The sports team are going to be doing their first volleyball broadcast of the season on a Friday. So you want to tune in to Thunderbirds volleyball action. And just before that, the first half hour is going to be filled in by Mr. Jonathan B. Sorry, first hour is going to be filled in by Mr. Jonathan B., who will have a special guest in for the Fun Drive edition, fill-in edition of The Canadian Way. So you still want to tune in at 6 o'clock. It will just be a shortened version of the program with a different fill-in host. My thanks go out to Mr. Jonathan B., the man who be from Disaster Piece Theater. I don't think he's on Disaster Piece Theater right now. I haven't heard his voice on that show in the last few weeks, but he is of Disaster Piece fame, theater fame, and frequent fill-in host here at The Canadian Way. So I want to thank him for all the times that he's, basically saved my ass by filling in. And he will be again next week as a lead-in to the UBC Thunderbird Sports Broadcast. So tune in for that. Two reasons to listen: Jonathan B. Rocks and Thunderbird Sports Rocks. So check it. We're going to get into another set of music here because we got tons of music to get to. Unfortunately, the Live Music Vancouver site is down, so I don't think I'll be able to do concert listings for you. Normally at the top of the hour, we try to let you know what's going on as far as local gigs are concerned in the city. You do want to check out livemusicvancouver.com when it's back up. Hopefully it won't be before too long. All this technology not working for us today. It's the way it goes, I guess. So yeah, I guess that means more music, and I'm going to shut up now because you can't have more music if there's more talking. So we are going to start off this set of music with a CD we debuted 3 weeks ago here on This Canadian Way. Something from Vancouver's Bella. Their debut on the Mint Records label came out earlier this month, called No One Will Know. And the name of the track that we're going to be starting off this set of music with is called Stay Here. Here he is, some brand new Bella to start off this set of music here on The Canadian Way, here on CITR FM 101.9.
I figure out what we're about, and I know
this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Vitals tip, so the content slips.
And you're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. If that band sounded familiar to you, there's probably a good reason why. First of all, I'll let you know that that band was The Paperbacks from Winnipeg, Manitoba. And if you happen to be a fan of the Bonaduces way back in the late 90s, you'll probably recognize at least the singer from that band. None other than Doug McLean used to be the frontman of the Bonaduces. As well, it also features Mike Marshall on guitars, who also used to be the guitarist for the Bonaduces. Hence the heavy Bonaduces sound, just not the really sarcastic humor or anything like that, but still has a very hooky Bonaduces sound to it. From the Paperback's brand new CD, which was produced by fellow Winnipegonian, I don't know what the hell they call themselves, John K. Sampson, of course, from the Weaker Thens, who, of course, is just hitting the road right now as we speak, stateside, to promote their brand new album. From the Paperbacks and Illusion Against Death, we heard the track called Hesitation Marks, which is the opening track on that album, which can be found on the Parliament of Trees label. Before that, from Toronto, Ontario, we heard from Slave to the Square Wave, from their brand new CD, Big Chance, which is their second full-length CD. We heard the track called Thank You Very Much, and that CD, Big Chance, can be found on Sparks Music. So if you like Slave to the Square Wave, you want to go sparksmusic.ca, and there's apparently MP3s there available for download for your listening pleasure. And before that, from Vancouver, British Columbia, none other than Bella, who we debuted a few weeks ago here on the show, from their brand new CD, which is their debut on the Mint Records label, called No One Will Know. We heard the technopop thriller Stay Here. We're in about the last 20 minutes of the program. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. We got lots of music to cram in here before we throw it on over to African Rhythms with David Love Jones. So we're going to get this thing started with, we're going to stay a little more out east for this set of music. We're going to start off with something from the C101.5 and 93.3 CFMU present Everybody Dance Now, Songs from Hamilton, Volume 2. We played the first CD compilation in this series about a half year ago, just before the beginning of summer, and some very good music coming from Hamilton Way. And we're going to start off this set of music with probably one of their highlight bands, a band that everyone thinks of when they think Hamilton, Ontario, at least one of them. We're talking about none other than a Northern Chorus and their contribution to the CFMU C101.5 compilation. This is a Northern Chorus with Skeleton Keys to get this set of music started here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Thank you. honest convictions. We didn't hit it off. We didn't hit it off.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way. Here is CITR FM 101.9. And you just heard ending off that set with a double shot from Montreal, Quebec. That was something from The Ease Down from their brand new CD, Shapeshifter. We heard the track called Picture Time, and that one can be found on the Free World Productions label. Before that, also from Montreal, we heard from the Luyas from their brand new CD called Faker Death, which, as far as I can tell, looks like it's a self-released effort. And what a fine little CD we have from the Luyas here. From that CD, we heard the track called Forget Penzance. And before that, from Hamilton, Ontario, from the compilation Everybody Dance Now, Songs from Hamilton, Volume 2, sponsored by CIUT and C101.5. We heard from Hamilton's A Northern Chorus with their track on that compilation called Skeleton Keys. My name is Spike. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We got about 10 minutes left in the program. We may just get in all of the music that we wanted to in today's program. Wow, that'd be quite an accomplishment if we managed to do that, because there was a lot that we had to knock down in today's program. We are going to get back into some more music. We're going to be starting off this set of music with something from the Sick Ones Volume 1 compilation. And we're going to check back with a Vancouver rockabilly band who's always showing up on these compilations of rockabilly, Canadian independent rockabilly. We're talking about none other than Vancouver's The Dead Cats, and from their compilation, the Sick Ones Volume 1 Psychabilly compilation, which can be found on the Flying Saucer Records label. We're going to be listening to the track called Radioactive Kid. This is The Dead Cats to get this set of music started here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Yeah.
We just heard a crazy little double shot of music there from the Flying Saucer Records label. I don't know how you would describe that last track, Campfire Sing-Along. Yeah, that would probably be a good idea. From St. Thomas, Ontario, and don't tell me where the heck that is. It's probably way up in the north, up in the Canadian Shield or some godforsaken place like that. The artist's name is Troll, spelled T-R-O-L-E. Don't know if that has any significance whatsoever, but he kind of sounds like he might live under a bridge. From a self-titled debut CD, which can be found on the Flying Saucer Records label out of Hamilton, Ontario, we heard the track called Chicken Stew Stomp. And before that, we heard from a compilation released by Flying Saucer Records, who are becoming quite well-known, actually, for their rockabilly compilations. This is from the Sick Ones Volume 1 Psychobilly Comp. We heard from Vancouver's The Dead Cats with their contribution to this two CD psychobilly compilation of bands from across the country. Name of their track is called Radioactive Kid. That just about does it for yet another edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. As I mentioned earlier in the program, next week's show is partially preempted by UBC Vikes basketball, or so UBC Thunderbirds basketball. Wow, the old UVic in me just came out. Don't hurt me. Anyways, so that's going to be starting at 7 o'clock, but before that will be a special Fun Drive edition fill-in of The Canadian Way with your guest host, Jonathan B. from Disaster Piece Theater, who will have a special guest for Fun Drive, and you want to tune in for that. And remember to give us a call and donate some money as well, because CITR is in desperate need of a brand new studio because our old one is always malfunctioning. So there you go. We're going to leave you with, since we ended off that set of music with the raunchy guy rock, we're going to end off the show with some sweet, honey-vocaled female folk pop for you from Toronto's Jenny Omnicord. Name of her CD is called Cities of Gifts and Ghosts. We're going to be listening to the track called Moby, which is produced by Jim Guthrie. Here is some Jenny Omnicord to start off, or to end off, to this week's edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. I want to remind you that at the Cobalt tonight, Mr. Plow and the Three Tards are playing, so that should be kind of fun. So go out and support your live local music scene, catch a live gig or two, and to always buy Canadian. Here is Jenny Omnicord. This is Spike signing off. Have yourself a good weekend. We'll catch you in a couple weeks' time.
Something's coming over me. Haven't been the same since that evening that I put eyes on you. Filled me with life-changing feelings. Now it's all a memory. Where you are is a myth to me. I'll do almost anything to get back to that night.